Kau lock dulu tangan dia. Jangan kasih dia lepas.
Eh, kuat pun siap dia.
Kau siapa? Di mana asal usulmu? Oh, tak jawab eh. Aku tekan ibu jari kaki kau. Ah, ambil kau.
Oi, kaki aku, kaki aku.
Oh, salah kaki eh?
Salah lah.
Ah, ni jadi dia.
Nama kau siapa?
Kijebat.
Bukan kau lah setan. Bukan. Nama kau yang baring. Siapa nama kau?
Anda sedang mendengar One Kai Clan Podcast. Konten yang paling seram di Singapura. Host anda pada episod ini.
Assalamualaikum. Selamat malam. Okey, pada malam ini host anda aku KJ,
aku JJ,
aku BJ.
Now we are the One Kind Clan. Okay, podcast ini ditajakan khas oleh Calm Apparel. Keep calm into your collections. Hashtag autism awareness. Alright, okay.
Bila kita nak dapat kita punya baju?
Belum lagi. Tunggu. Because kita punya penaja dia baru
restock.
No, restock. Baru buat design baru.
Oh yeah, yes. Dari logo kan?
New logo, new design, new material. Tak salah aku. Oh. And it's gonna be a jersey.
Oh, cool.
Okay. InsyaAllah, once dia dah ready, dia akan PM akulah. Alright. Then after that, kita akan pakai.
So, is this the one yang kita akan dapat? The new one?
Yeah,
new
correct.
Design?
Ah, the new cool. The new design. Yeah. And the new
baik,
new jersey. Yeah. Betul. So,
kita
pada malam ni.
Kita nantikan lah.
Yeah, betul. So, pada malam ni, kita tak ada AJ. Because beliau ada personal, urusan yang personal kan?
Ah, personal.
Yeah, so hari ini kita bertiga je.
Betul.
So recently kita dengar kita punya sahabat ada apa ni panggil? Projek yang besar cukup.
Dijemput
oleh syarikat besar.
Oh. Betul.
Betul. So orang tu yang kita cukup kenal sekali.
Memang cukup kenal lah.
Orang tu handsome.
Betul. Kacak.
Kacak, tampan. Misteri Semua dia lah.
Semua dia okay. Semua dia angkat lah.
Semua dia ambil.
Okay, tak lain dan tak bukan.
Ya tu Aceh. Mari tepuk tangan guys. Siolah jatuh kan.
Okay, Aceh dari The Terminal Consultant.
Yes, betul.
Aku lagi sikit cakap nama betul kau. Lagi sikit.
So Aceh, apa khabar Aceh?
Alhamdulillah, khabar baik. Okay, assalamualaikum semua to all the listeners.
Assalamualaikum. So, kau apa khabar?
Alhamdulillah, baik. Khabar baik, sihat tapi ngantuk sikit malam ni.
tadi busy.
Kau nampak penat
kan?
Tuan tadi actually ada, you know, ada meeting tadi with the Ria punya side.
Yeah.
Ahmad dah sebut dah.
Syarikat besar. Syarikat besar. So, okay, how's the meeting just now? Okay lah semua.
Okay, alhamdulillah. The meeting is all semuanya jalan dengan baik. All the diorang kira dah buat satu, you know, kita buat presentation. Lepas tu diorang dah check it out and then diorang kata okay, mana nak tukar, mana nak, you know, adjust here and there. Semua dah settle lah.
Okay. So kalau viewers ataupun listeners out there, korang mesti terfikir apa event ada ni, buat apa project dia buat ni. So mari kita tanya Acik, apa event ni?
Actually apa dia punya actual event yang coming up ni?
Okay, ni event adalah MJ12 Gerun Malam.
Wow, MJ12 guys.
Okay, nice. So diorang akan lakukan atau diorang akan buat event ini di Stephen Riyadi Auditorium dekat NTUC Marina Boulevard.
Nice. Marina Boulevard
eh? So it's one Marina Boulevard eh? It's number one Marina Boulevard.
Yes, betul. Right. Betul.
Kat mana tu?
Marina Boulevard lah. Aku tak tahu kat mana.
Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Marina Boulevard. Kat Esplanade eh?
Tak. Dekat Marina Baraji. Tak lah.
One Marina Boulevard yang daerah MBS.
It's near
MBS kan?
Raffles Place.
Near, yes. Raffles Place. Oh. Okay.
Kita office dia. Dia tengah-tengah Raffles Place MRT dengan Lawpasat kat tengah-tengah.
Wow.
Oh. Yes. So dah habis tu pergi Lawpasat lah. Makan satu.
Woi, cantik punya idea.
Baik juga. Dia juga kan.
Dia jam berapa ke berapa tu?
Okay, dia jam 8 hingga 10 malam.
Betul lah.
8 to 10 guys.
Lepas pukul 10, cak Lawpasat.
Betul. Tengok perut pun dah keroncong. Lepas tu Lawpasat lah kan. Kena sate apa eh. So Tid, tell us more about this event. Siapa-siapa yang akan yang akan menghadiri this event? Siapa-siapa tu, guest tu? Kita nak tahu tu, guest tu siapa tu.
Okay, yang selain pada Acik daripada TPC, okay, kita ada juga sahabat lain eh. Sheik Wilson daripada Daytime Stories SG.
Sheik Wilson. Okay. Nice.
Kita ada Ustaz Fadli Rosli.
Ustaz Fadli.
Zuhairi Idris daripada Santau Santai.
Oh, cool.
And also kita ada daripada Skrimapura, iaitu Izian Mileni dan juga Nurul Aini.
Nice.
Nickname diorang apa? Nickname diorang tu?
Ha, nickname dia orang.
Nickname
Anti P and Sis P.
Anti P Sis P.
Siapa tahu tu Anti P dengan Sis P? Kenapa Anti P dengan Sis P?
Kenapa tu? Kau
tahu
tak?
Aku tahu lah.
Apa dia?
Pasal anti tu cik.
Cik.
Cik pun.
Cik pun.
Sis P kak pun.
Dia
kasi universal lah, jadi semua orang faham.
Wow.
Alright.
Bukan makcik eh.
Anti eh, tak juga.
Anti makcik.
So Cik, talking about the event, confirm viewers dengan listeners kat sini dah nak tahu the tickets, harga dia berapa tu, harga dia.
Okay, tiket ada dua kategori. Kategori yang pertama harganya adalah $39.90, $39.90. Okay, kategori kedua adalah $29.90. Semua boleh dapat di online.
29 so pertama $39.90. Second $29.90.
Yes.
So why is the difference of this pricing actually?
Okay, sebab dia seating ah. For the $39.90, $39.90 ni dia punya seating is
atas
more
stage
ke depan. Atas stage. Ya?
Mic kau belakang. Okay, so tak ada GST lagi kan this amount.
So ni net lah. Were you paying net or ada?
Ada macam extra charges.
Okay, Acik dah nampak that mereka ada jugalah dekat, I think dia punya apa platform. Mungkin GST ada.
Ada GST
mungkin.
Okay. Alright, so where can we get the tickets?
Alright, okay. Tiket-tiket boleh didapati melalui apa ni, online di Mediacorp Ria 897 punya FB, no, Facebook, dekat apa ni, Instagram. And kalau daripada TPC kan, daripada TPC you all boleh ke TikTok, ada bio link. Kita dah uploadkan dekat kita punya bio link lah.
Okay, nice. Okay guys, grab korang per tiket ASAP guys. Yep. Aku tengok tadi seating dia pun soon insyaAllah, aku rasa confirm lah, confirm full house ni.
So siapa-siapa yang apa ni, peminat-peminat TPC, kalau tak minat TPC, ada MG12, ada apa, Anti P, Sister P semua.
Ada Ustaz Fadli Rosli dan Zuhairi Idris.
Semua abang-abang handsome ada ni.
Abang-abang handsome.
Okay, actually apart from the link, korang boleh go to apa ni, website lah, go.mediacorp.sg/MJ12gerunmalam to get your tickets.
Alright.
Yes. Can you repeat again the link?
The link is the website lah. go.mediacorp.sg/MJ12gerunmalam.
Alright.
Yep.
To dia.
So Cik, tell us more. Macam mana kau di head hand to get this event? Boleh kau kau share dengan kita?
Okay, dia actually bermula dengan apa tau, masa bulan 10, no, Oktober kan. Oktober kan bulan Halloween lah. Okay, walaupun memang terus terang kita tak celebrate. Kita tak celebrate. Tapi because of event ada penganjur-penganjur, you know, diorang approach pasal diorang kata, why not sekali-sekala ni kita open up to paranormal. So we are being approached by one of the apa organizer to actually satu event Halloween dekat mana tahu, dekat Peace Center.
Okay.
So kita sahut cabaran. Kita sahut cabaran, kita pergi, kita buat satu exposure for them, and then kita dipanggil lagi sekali untuk to come down for apa ni, launching sebagai media, and then we do a bit of ni lah, content for them lah.
Nice.
Then from there, daripada itu kita pun dapat the next one, which is Horrorfest. Horrorfest is a small one. Mm-hmm. Okay, yang di sebelah dekat, you know, dekat Jalan Besar. Mm-hmm. Itu adalah booth lah. So kita ada sponsors, ada orang sponsor the booth. Mm-hmm. So kita buat penjualan equipment. Mm-hmm. Cik Wilson buat caricature drawing dan sebagainya lah. So then the last one, this is where kita dapat, which is Screamfest. Screamfest yang dekat Pasir Ris di Maki. Itu very iconic sebab itulah pertama kali kita dapat apa ni, buat investigation berjalan, buat paranormal sikit lah kira. Dekat haunted house yang kat dalam dome dekat di Maki.
Wow.
Itu legit. Itu is actually with approval by the organizer.
Nice. So how's the experience bila kau tengah buat the paranormal dekat the
di Maki tu?
Okay, kalau if you asking me lah, kalau kau tanya, actually truthfully I don't feel the spook. Memang naluri, it's my sifat lah. Tapi we gather information, kita interview hantu-hantunya. Okay. Yang takut dengan hantu.
Apa maksud kau tu?
Dia punya
spookers.
Dia punya actors.
Oh, right.
So diorang ada cakap dekat satu bilik ni there's a rocking chair. So rocking chair tu ada banyak apa ni, banyak dolls, ada banyak we call it apa?
Props.
Kira dolls lah, dolls.
Dolls again. Dolls.
Aku ni masuk main sikit.
Patung.
Ah, patung, anak patung.
Al-Azim.
Dolls lah. So ada banyak anak patung. And dia orang kata, okay, yang dia punya hantu dia lah, dia punya actress dia kata, pernah terjadi dia punya kerusi tu rock by itself, bergerak sendiri. And then anak patung salah satunya tiba-tiba jatuh. So we have already our target lah, which room. So kita lakukan. And then there's effect. Kita gunakan sensor ball, EMF meter, just a simple one lah. Kita buat just a simple investigation dengan Shape Wilson. So ada effect. Sensor ball tu light up dengan sendiri. EMF, before that EMF trigger lah. Macam tak betul sikit EMF aku ni. And then we followed by Shape Wilson pilih satu bilik. Ada apa ni, yang gamelan.
Gamilan.
Okay. Ada bilik, macam-macam bilik lah. So gamilan dengan apa ni, macam barungan ke apa, something like that. So bila dia duduk tu, the same thing, the sensor ball activated, dia punya EMF activated. And then I think so malam tu kita just do simple one, then kita wrap up. And then on top of that, masa kita tengah datang as a media for that night, kebetulan juga Ria 897, diorang punya group pun dipanggil jugalah. And then kita adakan, kita makan, kita pergi kat tempat makan. Kebetulan juga dia orang pun duduk dekat sebelah meja. Then dia nampak paranormal consultant. And then we have a PR, kita berbual-bual. I meet up with Zuhairi. They took my number and then pam.
That's where dia punya social networking
terjadi. So it happens there lah.
Coincidentally dia orang makan kat sebelah meja lah.
Memang rezeki je orang, memang
itulah.
Kau-kau
kalau dia orang makan kat sebelah building dah tak apa.
Tapi dah namanya takdir kan.
It's fated for them to be known.
Yeah, betul. So aku actually really, really proud with Acik punya perkembangan. Because why? He really really like from one event to another event, like wow.
Kira macam
keep naik progressive no.
That's right.
Gila bobs lah. So aku really salute kau, seriously Acik.
Kira kau punya platform kira getting more and more non-stop tau. But then at the same time juga kita pun apa ni, concern lah kau punya well-being kau. Nampak sangat kau, confirm kau penat, all that. And sebab tu aku pun dah tak kacau-kacau punya message lagi.
Apa hal message dia?
Jangan message lagi kurang ya.
Aku jangan jadi penyondol tau.
Bukannya perempuan.
Kau jangan jadi penyondol eh. So Cid,
yes,
after this event, what is your next maybe project? Ada project?
Ada any projects in mind yang kau
yang you yourself
nak buat ke?
You yourself untuk come up with.
Okay, maybe perjalanannya mungkin untuk tahun 2024 lah, kita katakan salah satunya mungkin salah satunya is to go to the marketing factor of kalau siapa-siapa nak adakan exposure on the projects, kita take along. That is one of the frontier for now. Selain tu, kita masih dalam rundingan lagi lah, masih in planning direction for 2024. Kita mengharapkan memang adalah upcoming project. Tapi I think salah satunya Halloween next year mungkin ada kot.
Halloween next year
jauh no.
Wow.
Think ahead orang kata.
Because betul lah. Halloween dia punya planning is actually dia punya event. It takes about a year lah. InsyaAllah lah.
So target mana tu? USS ke apa ni?
InsyaAllah USS. Kalau you mendengar USS
you never know. You USS eh?
SSSS.
You never know. Tapi kalau USS, kalau buat team the Malay punya, apa style orang panggil? The Malay style of backdrops, all that mesti gila bobs lah. Rather than nowadays aku tengok USS pun diorang buat meh. Why? Mayak zombie sangat.
Terlalu western, westernized.
Moto western punya culture punya Halloween.
But USS being USS, nak kena even out lah. Because previously aku dengar diorang ada buat yang ada Pontianak, ada pocong, all that.
Ada. They should untuk aku is that they should dig more into the Asian punya culture, kira paranormalnya.
Or Asian. Even they can do what no? Like, you know USS tu besar. You break into sector lah. Like
if you can do the Asian zombie thing about running here and there, might as well.
Yeah, you can do Southeast Asia, then after that the western part,
the African stuff, all that.
Even better. The witchcraft idea.
Atau connect the pay rights. Ada pun dia nak tergantung kat situ.
Tu baru real.
Ui, real tu.
Itu real be. Jangan main.
Kasih diorang kasih introduce diorang kat penanggal lah. Jangan nampak apa.
Asyik Pontianak je kan?
Itu asyik Pontianak je.
So Tid, okay, 2024 kau dah set kau target. The biggest project is going to be the Halloween or?
I think yes, currently it could be that lah. Tapi maybe kita tak tahu penganjur ataupun event planner ada. I'm not thinking of one. Maybe macam last, macam this year lah. Macam this year, maybe 3-4, and also kalau sekiranya ada penganjur ataupun planners, event planners ke organizer yang ingin mendapatkan khidmat perspektif of paranormal in their scare tactics factor, okay, memang Acik mengalukan you all go and approach any paranormal team in Singapore because they actually are the frontier person lah. So the scare tactics couple, it's going to be quite realistic, I would say. And kalau nak dengan TPC pun okay ke?
Even better.
Kasih je lam sam kat kita. kita kumpul orang.
Dia punya nama group apa? Paranormal Consultant is consultation for paranormal.
Exactly.
Be it, apa-apa me, any
just consult the paranormal.
Alright. So, Cik.
Yes.
Aku actually nak tanya kau ni. Apa ah? Tak aku dah lupa jap. Berapa bulan dulu?
apa angin hilang eh?
Hilang kejap.
Oh, gaib ah kata.
Nanti aku patah balik.
Oh, actually aku pun tak ada question juga. Aku tengah concentrate apa kau nak tanya.
Hey, aku pula. Okay, Cik. So, knowing you doing events so design, korang punya team paranormal consultant macam mana ni? Adakah team ni akan still carry on ataupun
is it the same people? Atau korang ada new members or something?
Okay, untuk buat masa sekarang, okay, kita actually kalau boleh kita nak open up lah to expand because kita mungkin ada nak tubuhkan a new department lah, department atau going to another direction. Terus terang lah, I need help on dari segi video production stuff lah. Mungkin ataupun kita mungkin ada dalam perancangan untuk expand beyond TikTok, memang kita sekarang ni right now is very strong on TikTok. So mungkin nak adakan content yang lebih, you know, instead of just 30 second, 1 minute atau 2 minute punya content kan. Kita pun nak challenge ourselves lah. Untuk, you know, go through like macam short filler dan sebagainya lah. So the team needs to expand. And then on top of that pun kita kalau boleh juga kita nak merantau juga. Mungkin for 2024 kalau rezeki ada, perjalanan dipermudahkan, eh. So kita nak ke luar negeri, mungkin jauh sikit tu ke maybe. I actually ada kawan lah daripada US yang selalu suruh turun. Lodging semua everything dia
settlekan lah.
So just need the flight ticket. Tapi kalau satu orang tu pun makan beribu juga.
Betul.
Kalau nak, kalau team member ada 7.
Macam mana tu?
Ya, dalam 14,000 je.
Aja.
Itu setakat flight je.
Betul.
So sekarang kau punya total strength in TPC is?
Total sekarang 7. Actually kalau betul-betul 8. Termasuk arwahnya lah. So I will still consider him as one of team member.
Yeah, definitely.
Then tapi yang currently, yang ada sekarang is 7.
7. Okay, TPC dengan Paracontest macam tak different, ya?
So kalau let's say in future you are going to run this macam big events and everything, so sekarang as of now ni you are the head of TPC.
Yes.
So if kau dah run all the major events, so in future lah, upcoming, maybe Rezeki kau in 2024 starts, you know, back to back, so who's gonna handle TPC kau rasa?
Okay, itu soalan yang baik, eh.
Siapa ke yang kau akan agak pass down the mantle?
Okay, in total, overall lah, in total lah, I will still hold them. I'm still hold the team lah, eh.
Alright.
Okay, tapi memang dah diasing, diberikan pekerjaan ataupun, you know, the roles lah, eh. The roles. I have a operation in charge. Okay, operation in charge ni kalau experiment, investigation, dia akan take charge. So dia bawah tangan dia ada a few crew. Okay, technical crew, recce, semua bawah tangan dia. So he will be the in charge of all these people lah. Equipment dan sebagainya lah. So I think the bread and butter, which is our live stream, TikTok, semua masih boleh gerak. Okay. And then I have a second man, which is orang yang kedua dalam TPC, which is Alfie Ismail.
Okay.
Alfie Ismail, dia punya role is also to get projects, to get hopefully lah bombastic projects, dan juga PR repo in the artist atau media industry. Then I have a kira ada apa tahu.
Mike.
Okay.
Sexy sikit.
Okay, dan kita ada juga ada the media and content content manager on site. Dia will be the person yang in charge to plan all the strategies for content, dia punya exposure, you know, value added and stuff lah. Then lastly will be the overall lah, which is me lah. Tapi Acik tetap akan tengok, pantau, tapi I give them the creativity, the freedom, run your show.
So tak ada macam kosong-kosong, kasih campak jarang, tak ada lah.
Belum lagi lah.
I mean, from whatever that we've heard, kirakan kalau kau run whatever events, you still oversee and kirakan give them advices and stuff lah, still lah, you know.
Yes, I will give them advice. Ataupun kalau sekiranya diorang macam okay, you know, problems are there lah sometimes, eh. Sometimes benda it's not every Sunday. Tapi kalau you can solve it within your own self atau your team, go ahead. Go ahead, be independent. Apa ni, trust yourself, beranikan diri untuk buat, you know, to do decision. Kalau sekiranya if tak boleh, then you go up lah. Go up pun before Acik ada one more, Elfie pun. So that's how, I mean, all diorang punya umur pun bukannya budak-budak punya umur.
Betul. Betul.
Correct.
So Cik, to add on, what are your thoughts on budak-budak, asal bunyi?
Dah.
Okay, okay, what are your thoughts about grup-grup paranormal yang berada di Singapura sekarang ni? Are they toxic kind ataupun healthy kind of a team?
Okay, from my assessment, okay, you must look at okay, in social media lah, kita look at the social media, eh. Right. I think there'll be some pressure through the social media. Okay, nak tengok nak kena asingkan the true paranormalist ataupun hanya content creator ataupun you know, live streamer, entertainer. So sekarang ni nak kena ada this perbezaan. Okay, we all respect. Okay, semua paranormalist kat Singapore ni, we respect. Kalau you apa, kalau you all buat entertainer factor ke entertainment lah, declare yourself. Kita buat entertainment atas konsep paranormal.
Right.
Okay. I mean like to be truthful is good.
Declare kan dulu kan.
Jadi for the yang paranormal yang you know baru bermula, I hope that you belajar lebih pasal erti paranormal dulu. And then yeah, then find your direction. Jangan you know kebanyakannya ikut dia nampak dia ikut. Nampak ikut
trend gitu eh.
Macam trending tu. Ujali. Sometimes it's not relevant anymore.
Alright.
That is my two cents lah.
Okay.
Kirakan orang tak tahu apa yang orang buat actually. Just copy and paste je, you know. Nampak like saying kau buat gitu, okay, aku ikut. Tapi tak tahu what's the meaning behind it, you know.
Yeah. Betul. Correct.
Okay. So apa kata-kata kau lagi untuk budak-budak paranormal yang really wanted to try paranormal tapi takut? Macam mana ni? Apa yang kau boleh kasih diorang?
Okay, first of all, kalau takut jangan masuk paranormal. Okay, alright. Memang the risk and danger is high. Okay, kalau you cakap kat Singapore is gonna be double or triple kalau you all ke luar negeri. That's involve security as well.
Alright.
And then on top of that juga, kalau you nak mula dalam bidang paranormal ni, I would say yalah, faham erti paranormal. Sebab paranormal ni is holistic. Okay, paranormal ni dia memang bukan daripada asal perkataan Melayu. So kita nak kena faham that tak semestinya kedepankan Melayu punya ideology. Kita nak kena holistic, open up. You know, we have the US, we have the UK, kita ada from Japan, Malaysia, you know, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei is salah satu rantau lah.
Correct.
Then we have the other side, which is Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia. You know, this is all the Southeast Asia lah.
Yeah.
Ada juga, you know, Australia. So pergi jangan cakap merantau lah, tapi pergi go and research about this paranormal in their own dekat dorang punya negeri. Ambil tahu team dorang, apa dorang buat, pandangan dorang macam mana. You know, sebab Acik pernah buat workshop I did a workshop with Sheikh Wilson also, di mana kita ada satu speaker ni, dia adalah seorang padri, Catholic padri.
Padri. Wow.
Father apa?
Reverend Father.
Oh, Reverend Father.
Reverend Father. Dia tak ketengahkan dia punya apa tahu agama part lah, doctrine of dia punya faith atau religion. Tetapi it's very interesting. Dia kata kalau nak tengok whether if there is a true total possession, you need to look at seven signs. The assessment is seven signs through Catholic. And then all these seven signs also nak kena ada backup of like psychologists or doctors, you know. So it's interesting. Macam okay, diorang nak betul-betul nak tengok ini adalah kerasukan yang betul atau tidak. And I learn diorang punya paranormal perspective also has scientific. So they are being holistic. I mean like we should be holistic as well.
Correct. Exactly.
Pak tu banyak kajian tu dalam paranormal.
Bukan setakat ambil handphone, ambil apa whatsoever, masuk hutan. Kunci nyali. Bukan setakat gitu je.
Tu bapak aku boleh buat.
Betul. Nenek aku boleh buat.
Nenek aku pun tengah uji nyali.
Ya ke?
Sorang-sorang kat kubur.
Bukan uji asyik kan.
So Cik, di sini kita dengar ada kes yang cukup panas kan?
Panas.
Panas
eh? Jeng.
Okay, kita simpan that topic. On the second segment.
Boleh
eh?
Yeah.
So guys, nantikan for the second segment. Kita akan sembang panas tentang topik yang cukup panas, iaitu panas. Tali pancing. Ataupun digelarkan juga tali props.
Kepada anda yang ingin menaja One Kind Clan Podcast, sila email kami di onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com.
Dan jika anda ingin berkolaborasi dengan kami, anda boleh segera mesej kami di IG
TikTok dan juga Telegram One Kind Clan. Terima kasih.